Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 2nd, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Your United Master Executive Council, consisting of our 15 local council presidents, submitted agenda item number 11, that's Article 11A6, at the 42nd Annual AFA Board of Directors meeting. This agenda item brought forward the question, should involuntarily furloughed members be required to pay dues if they receive furlough pay? After failing the first vote in its original form, a substitute amendment was brought forward by the United Master Executive Council, and then the agenda item was adopted as amended. The amendment was passed with the full support of the United Master Executive Council. Our 111 involuntarily furloughed members will have no dues obligations to AFA, retroactive to April 1, 2014. The 2014 Purser Recurrent Program rebidding closed April 30th at 0700 hours Central Time. Preference months will be awarded in seniority order, and awards will appear in your FANFO screen in field number 7, adjacent to the words Purser LDR by May 7, 2014. The 2014 Purser Recurrent Training will be held in Newark, Guam, Hong Kong, D.C., Houston, Los Angeles, Heathrow, Chicago, and San Francisco. Dates for specific locations are in June, August, September, October, and November. Check our website for the specific details. Additional details will be published in the monthly bid package cover letter. New York local United ALPA leadership has launched an initiative to remove United CEO Jeff Smyzik due to his failure to successfully merge and lead at United Airlines. It's time to find a new CEO who understands how to run an airline, not just make excuses for his failures, said the top three officers of ALPA LEC 5, representing New York and Newark-based United pilots in a strongly worded letter. The letter was sent April 25th, the day after United reported that it lost $489 million, excluding items, in the first quarter, which produced record profits for both American and Delta. The three listed United's faults, including these. It has a disengaged and incompetent CEO who is leading a terrible management team. Also, a merger that should have been completed in 3 years or less remains incomplete after nearly 4 years, and interdepartmental communication and cooperation are nearly non-existent. Also, terrible employee morale and excessive outsourcing have combined with chronic operational and IT issues to drive away our elite frequent flyers in droves, driving our revenue and passenger revenue per available seat mile downward, the letter said. United should be the industry leader with the largest population and origination destination traffic demand in our hubs and as the largest airline across both the Atlantic and the Pacific, they wrote. Instead, we are always the laggard. As in past quarterly updates, we once again hear excuses as to why United is unable to perform while we watch all of our competitors earn high and record profits. The letter to United comes just weeks before the United Airlines Board of Directors meeting. As a result of recent unanticipated changes by United's aircraft scheduling, flight operations and technical operations and maintenance, in-flight scheduling has advised us of the need to add about 1,300 block hours into the pre-merger United domestic fleet schedules. This additional flying will involve the 757 and A319-A320 Airbus fleets. During discussions with the company, we advocated for the prospect of recalling flight attendants from involuntary furlough status. However, and because of the nature of this additional flying as temporary, according to United, and to a certain extent fluid, United management will instead invoke the provisions of the Partnership Letter of Agreement. Consistent with the terms of the Partnership Letter of Agreement, Section L, flight attendants participating in Partnership 11 who would like to pick up open flying during the June schedule month should contact partnership@united.com to have their monthly maximum increased in their line of flying, or flight attendants at domestic locations, including Honolulu, who are participating in Partnership 11 may elect to dissolve their partnership for the June schedule month. If you elect to dissolve your partnership for the June schedule, you should send an email to partnership@united.com no later than noon Central Time on Monday, May 12th, from your corporate email account. The email should include the name and file number of both partners. The partnership will be dissolved for June, and each flight attendant will be awarded flying based on her, his seniority. Flight attendants dissolving their partnership for June will receive a full accrual for vacation and sick leave. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.